With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As cleanup and rescue efforts continue in the wake of Hurricane Helene's devastation, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is claiming the Federal Emergency Management Agency is running low of funds and cannot fully cope with the job. On the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Mayorkas is flat out wrong.
Before Congress left Washington last Wednesday, a week ago, we provided over $20 billion additional dollars to FEMA to ensure that they had the necessary resources to respond to the storm that was imminent at that time. They do have the funding, and the White House and its team, Biden, Harris, and Secretary Mayorkas at DHS, have failed in the immediate response.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill today on the Salem News Channel. Arizona GOP Senate candidate Carrie Lake says her Democrat opponent, Congressman Ruben Gallego, is one of the most liberal members of Congress.
Every crazy idea you can imagine he's voted for.
Carrie Lake says the race is neck and neck and believes she can flip the seat for Republicans in November. Mimi Montgomery reports on a deadly strike that targeted a Hamas official.
An Israeli attack on a refugee camp in North Lebanon has killed Hamas official Saeed Atala Ali and his family, according to the militant group. The strike comes a day after another Israeli airstrike cut off a main highway linking Lebanon with Syria, leaving two massive craters in the ground. Israel recently began a ground incursion into Lebanon against the Hezbollah militant group, and Israel and Hezbollah have been trading fire across the Lebanese border almost daily since Hamas's October 7 attack, which killed 1,200 Israelis and took 250 others hostage. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And this is SRN News. John Kerry says the First Amendment is a problem, as Michael Harrington reports.
The former Secretary of State told the World Economic Forum that when it comes to fighting what he calls disinformation, quote, our First Amendment stands as a major block. Kerry is adding his voice to a growing chorus of liberals who seem to be casting doubt on the value of the amendment, which guarantees Americans religious freedom and freedom of speech, amongst other things. This development seems especially strange given liberals' historic tendency to use the First Amendment to defend a wide range of unorthodox speech and behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Christian churches in California and prominent figures such as activist Charlie Kirk are urging congregations to get involved in ballot gathering or ballot harvesting. That's a practice of collecting ballots and dropping them off at county offices, which is legal in 35 states. That now includes California. This is SRN News. South Carolina has set a date of November 1st for its next execution.
The state ramping up use of the death penalty after a 13-year pause. Richard Moore was sentenced to death in the September 1999 killing of convenience store clerk James Mahoney. The 59-year-old Moore will likely have the choice to die by lethal injection, electrocution, or firing squad. South Carolina restarted its death chamber last month after a long pause caused by the expiration of its lethal injection drugs. A shield law and a change in the drugs used has given the state a new supply. John Scott reporting.
Scientists are keeping an eye on the night sky this weekend. Solar storms may cause faint auroras across fringes of the northern United States. Forecasters also monitoring for possible disruptions to power and communications. The sun's magnetic field is currently at the peak of its 11-year cycle. More on these stories at srnnews.com.